the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. It was a big week in football and as always joining me is Stevie Fizz. Steve, welcome.
How you doing, mate?
Lucky to be alive, put it that way.
Really? What happened?
Driving to work, a bit of a public safety announcement here. Check your car tyres before you get in the car.
Ooh.
Didn't realise I had a slow release puncture in my car this morning. Driving to work, took a corner a bit too fast. Almost smashed into a highway patrolman.
That's,
scared the crap out of me, put it that way.
So what's happened with the car?
Four new tyres.
Oh, really?
Because I actually had a puncture and then had a puncture like a couple of weeks ago. So I'm just like, bugger it, I need tyres, so... Yeah, check your tyres, people.
So you've had multiple punctures, and this is the one. This is the one where I've just about lost my car, so now it's time to
and
spend
my
money.
Life. Yeah, I'm a tired ass. What do you expect?
Well, that's true.
But a lot of news coming out today, starting with a match review panel. Bernie Vince cleared of his knock on Mitch Wallace. Not enough evidence to support a high-impact hit.
Well, it didn't look high-impact, but, geez, you've seen guys go for that.
Oh, they charged him for rough conduct, not... High impact, so
no,
there you go.
Okay,
because it wasn't enough evidence for
enough evidence. You could Mitch Wallace actually head. See. Actually, it was interesting. The Bulldogs didn't have a cry about something this time. That was lucky.
Yeah, well, I think there might be a few having a cry about Matthew Boyd's 1 week. That's going to hurt the defense this week against GWS.
Mm.
And Big Jack Redpath, who's also copped a week as well for knocking Ben Kennedy, need him in the back, which I didn't see it yesterday, but so.
That probably he's been good too.
Yeah, he has been. Probably opened the door for Tommy Boyd, if fit.
Yeah.
And Jetta received a week, and Duray and Pedersen both copping fines. But the biggest news coming out of Brisbane today, Rockcliffe and Beams. If you hadn't heard it, Beams got a knock to his knee on Saturday night. And Swanee came out the next day and said... pretty much could be season over, depending on how the scans go. And same with Rockcliffe. We know he's had those hamstring problems, and they're going to get scans, but looks like he's definitely out this week for Rockcliffe owners and could be out for the rest of the season as well, which is a massive blow for the Lions.
Yeah, that's terrible, terrible news. Man, where do they come back from there? Like, I mean, if you're a Rockcliffe owner, you're feeling pretty shaky anyway, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But if you're a Beams owner, you're feeling on top of the world.
Exactly. It was good the first week against Port Adelaide. It seemed to be going pretty well against Collingwood. They're having scans today. So with Queensland and the daylight savings, who knows what time it is up there. But definitely tomorrow morning and later in the week, we'll find out what's happening there.
So I guess if you're the Mitch Robinson owner, you are holding.
And Zorko, you're punching the air.
Well, Zorko was already killing him.
Sorry. But happy days. Also, good news for Robbie Gray owners. He will be back this week against the Eagles in Port Adelaide. And Alapati Carlisle will be back too. I can't believe
it. Is that a guarantee?
Yeah. I just read that before I came here.
That seems odd.
That's what I thought.
There's been reports that he hasn't exactly been lighting it up in the sandful.
Alapati.
Mm.
Oh, well. Maybe they need that extra spark.
Now that my main man, Jackson Trinko, is
just destroying a world.
Well, actually, he's destroying my Supercoach score because he had 9 clangers on the weekend. Not great.
No, it wasn't. But also killing it. But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at the Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/ the Draft Doctors and hit the like button there. Leave us a question. Also, leave us a review. A bit of injury news coming out today, Steve. It's just been broken that Matthew Kruger gone 3 to 4 weeks with a meniscus, which he did in the second quarter, mind you, in that game against Port Adelaide. So,
what a star.
Couldn't have said it better. Went off, strapped the knee, goes, bugger it, I want to win this game. Came back on, kicked the winning goal.
Yeah, I mean, that's devastating if you picked up a... Like, we were talking about Kruger a few weeks ago. Now he's on his own.
It would have been a good stream, as we said, on Thursday.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's shocking news. Even more shocking is the potential. Well, I mean, they've got Casbold out. Phillips is out. Who's rucking?
Jones? Rowe? Who else they got? Jamison?
Oh God, sweet Jesus, no!
Hang on, maybe they'll do it. Warnock still on the list?
Oh, Cam Wood.
Oh,
that's who we'll see. We're gonna get some. We're gonna get
Lock him in, people. If you're number one on that waiver wire, pick him up.
Oh my no! We're gonna see some Cam Wood action.
Cam Wood. I just don't think he gets a game.
Is he actually on the? I gotta check. I don't even know if he is. You can talk whilst I vet this.
Patrick Cripps also copped a head to the knock to the head. He should be okay and landed heavily on his already strapped knee. Beams, as we know, copped a knock to the knee. And could be that. It looked like that.
He's on the rookie list.
He's on the rookie list.
Yeah!
Could be the season. Ablett, in that last second, got his leg trapped and a slight concussion all at the same time.
Yeah, but he walked off.
It was only a minor concussion, they said.
Don't go sensational.
They said minor. I'm just going what's on the report here. Lonigan and Mason Wood probably won't play this week because they got knocked the F out. Big time on the weekend.
Oh, Tom Lonigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mundy had his ankle and calf looked at in the fourth quarter there against the Hawks. Should be okay.
If I'm a Mundy owner, I'm probably looking to trade.
Yeah, he's... Because
he just knocked out a decent score,
but Ross the boss has come out and says, know your role, shut your mouth, you are playing in defense for the rest of the year.
That's not good.
That's not good. But light at the end of the tunnel, Hill's gone down with an abductor where he said, Hill, you're playing midfield for the rest of the year. He's torn the abductor, could be a few weeks, Mundy back in the mid, or unless they bring Barlow in. Who knows?
It's just vomit-worthy, everything that's happening out west for Ross, the boss.
Saad torn another hammy, went off in the third quarter, didn't return. Hooley going to be assessed during the week to see if he plays this week. Also, same with JPK. And then also, worst news, Gus Brayshaw, second concussion in 3 weeks.
Not good.
Not good at all. But
I wouldn't be picking him up at all this year. Two concussions, no way.
Especially, we saw that with, was it Brody Smith last year?
Wing guard the year before.
Yep, just affected their seasons.
Yep.
Until right at the end when all their games are over. But moving on now.
Did you see the news? Jaeger's back in 4 weeks in the kneeful.
4 weeks in the kneeful. So that's what...
So be after the buys.
Buy rounds. So, yeah, not too bad if he's in your pool. But, I'll just have a sip of water.
Well, he's in our pool.
Oh, you put him back, did you?
Oh, I dropped him.
No, I don't need any midfielders at the moment. But moving on to our studs and duds for the week. Starting off with Friday night, we had the Crows v. the Cats, which was a pretty good game, I thought. Rory Sloane just carried that midfield on his own, I thought. Your mate Hendo knocked out a big one.
Yeah.
Where'd you have him? Did he play this week for you?
That we were having a good. Everyone was having a good laugh about that in our Facebook chat. If I had have played Ricky Henderson on the field, I would have won my match. But
by how many? 2, 3 points?
By about 3 points. Ooh. But I had Tom Bug on the field. Yes. But in fairness, like, come on.
How do you know? Like, Brody Smith's worst game ever.
No one's scored against Geelong all year in any position. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, Hendo just blow up.
Also, like, Charlie Cameron, I thought he had a pretty good game there as well.
Yeah.
And Guthrie, really liking what he's doing now. Just a bit of that creative roll off the half-back line and streaming through the wing there. Danger did his best. Donuts, just getting it done.
Jesus Christ.
And two of the old men of the team, Enright and Bartell, did pretty well as well.
Yep.
Enright even kicking a goal.
My God.
You got any more studs there?
No, you've covered them all.
Yep. And old man Thompson, 2 weeks in a row, just dudding it up.
Well, in fairness, he's playing Geelong. Like, that's a pretty good contested ball team.
Yeah, he's still a pretty good player, though. Was Father Time finally catching up? How many free kicks did he give away this week?
No, it wasn't horrific. No, well, they weren't playing the Bulldogs, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Come on. Like, they're playing Gold Coast this week.
Okay, so yeah, he's about 150 this week.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Brody Smith, worst game ever in football. The Crouchers, all this hype pre-season and delivering nothing.
Yeah, poor.
Selwood, just had a really, really poor game.
Yeah, should really apologise to everyone.
Named captain.
Number one captain. And you know what was funny? It's like I was on Twitter on Friday and basically all the, you know, podcasts and people who are sort of touting the sort of things we're touting were all doing the same thing for Selwood.
Yeah, and my classic, I'm like, yeah, I put the VC on him. I put the captaincy on Gorn. It just, yeah, that didn't work
like
out.
Sometimes it just doesn't happen.
No, that's right. You know. But that happens. Mackey also no good.
Richard Douglas.
Did he play?
Yep.
That's how bad
he was. He's been poor, man.
Yeah. I think Rory Atkins has been pretty solid too.
Rory Atkins was solid. We'll actually talk about Rory Atkins later.
Okay, there you go. And the North Melbourne v Essendon game where North just put the cue on the rack in that last quarter and let Essendon try and win that game. But Zach Merritt getting it done. Thought Cooney was pretty good. Goddard and Bagley and also Sam Gibson, Terrence and Swallow.
Hey, and I said stream Sam Gibson last week.
Yes, you did.
Boom.
What did he knock out, about 110 or something?
I don't know. Oh, no, it was more. It was more. Yeah, 132,
sorry. He had
36 touches.
Yeah, 132, sorry. And Mitch Brown, was he cold? From chocolates to ball lolly, that guy.
What are your expectations of Mitch Brown?
Not a 49 when you come back off 100. But Ben Jacobs, again, you tag Zacharakis out of the game. And Robin Nahas.
Yeah, but what are your expectations of Robin Nahas? In what league are you fielding? You'd have to be a 400-player deep league.
He shouldn't even be on an AFL list. That's why he's on my dud. He should not play football.
Did Robin Nahas get to sing the song after the match?
I don't know. Switched off. I don't like him.
I only had Zacha because I felt like he was the only person who let you down.
Yeah. And moving on to the Hawthorn v Freo game, Jordan Lewis going pretty well. Josh Gibson, Liam Shields has had about 30 tackles in the last 2 weeks, just absolutely killing it.
He gets a tackle per possession. Once I think he's under coach's instructions. Once he lays a tackle, he can go get a touch.
Okay, that's pretty good. And Isaac Smith and Big Boy I thought were pretty good for the Hawks as well.
Yeah, look, I had Lewis Gibson down for Hawthorn. We were big fans of trading in Lewis a couple of weeks ago, even a month ago.
Yep.
It really looks like he's turning the corner with... And, I mean, you look at Hawthorn's schedule coming up, and it's pretty cake, aside from Sydney this week.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
also, Walters in that midfield role, just absolutely killing it. Mundy was pretty good down the back. Lockie Neal gets it done. And liking Chris Mayne's game at the moment.
Yeah, just a lot of tackles. That's his whole game.
Yeah, I like the way he goes about the football. Like you,
no, I'm not a big
like you're a Walters fan.
Yeah, I'm just not a big main guy.
Yeah, good joke there.
Well, what are you insinuating that I'm not a
main?
Oh yeah. Well, hey, look at this. I was like, I'm going to grow on this beard to be like ironic about being a hipster, or am I just a fan of Bush Rangers?
Bush Rangers.
I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
That's the honest answer.
I'm the same.
Mm.
Burgoyne, hardly sighted throughout that game.
Yeah, that was the only dud I had down. But I'm a bit... it's more fantasy. Not that he's playing badly. It's just the fantasy output because of his roles.
Pretty hard to pot anyone from Fremantle, but...
Nah, I mean, what are your expectations of some of these guys? They're pretty low.
Yeah, exactly right. So not too much there. Moving on to the GWS and Gold Coast game. I've just got about just about every GWS player there.
Yeah, there was a lot of good ones.
And I had the whole Gold Coast team in the duds.
Well, I'll be a little bit more specific. The good, mainly Shaw, Cameron, Kelly, and man, Zach Williams and Sheil. But in the duds, the guys I really thought let you down were... Malcheski, Tom Lynch, and Stevie J.
Yeah.
Really, they're the ones.
Do you want to throw Whitfield in there as well?
Look, Whitfield's going to knock out 70s from time to time. I don't think that...
Yeah.
I mean, if you got Whitfield, you got him right at the back end of your draft. It's not like, you know, someone who really cost you high draft capital.
No.
I mean, what your expectations, if you're not expecting Whitfield to knock out some 70s, then you're expecting too much.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. But Mel Cheshire, oh, gee, it's a rabble, isn't it, the Suns?
Oh, big time. They've really stuffed up their recruiting strategy.
Well, but I mean, their injury list is as long as my arm.
That's true. There's that as well. And moving on to the...
And there's guys playing injured and getting injured. Like Miller got injured. Saad got injured. Like these guys
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. And you listen to Rocket and the guys are all getting injured in the seconds. Like I was sitting there going, when's Danny Stanley going to come up? Because he'll score well when he does.
Now you got injured
Bang,
over the weekend.
Injured. Jesus Christ.
Good old McKenzie just sitting there just fist pumping. I get a game still.
Yeah.
Super boot. And for the Pies and the Brisbane Lions game, I've got Zorko as my only stud and the rest of the Lions in the duds.
Zorko is the only stud for the Lions, but I wouldn't go so far as to say they're all duds.
No, they're all duds. When you don't score in the first quarter of football, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. They were horrific.
Yeah. And most of the Pies were pretty good. Treloar, Pendles... Throw Mason Cox in there as well. Why not?
Yeah, I'll throw Treloar and Pendles in there, but I'll also throw Brody Grundy in there. And this is—he
took it up to Martin,
mate. He beat Martin, and you know we know Brody Grundy's good around. Man, I had Steph, like I drafted Steph Martin first in our listener league.
Yeah,
I was super high on Steph Martin. He's been terrible.
Yeah, he's like, only turned up probably twice off the top of my head.
He's really not like he's a really hard guy to own at the moment because if you've got him, you spend a pretty high pick on him. Probably your first, like definitely your first rounder.
I'm raising my hand here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like he's just seeing like, what do you do with him? Because it's not like it's going to turn around now.
I think it's like the Sauce Jacobs conundrum. You just got to hold and hope. I guess.
I mean, would you? I mean, right now, would you float him to if because you like
someone
without a ruckman?
Quite possibly.
You know what I mean? Like, but what are you going to get back?
Exactly right. A tough one.
I think I'd be tempted to float him out if I felt like I could play better off the waiver wire week to week.
Yeah, you'd have to really look at your waiver wire, see what's in there. But I know in our legal record we've got Grundy, McAvoy, Cruiser was there as well, I think so.
Oh well, there's always guys there, that's what I mean. Like you can generally do a little bit better, I think, if you're playing in one of the shallower bench leagues.
Moving on to what turned out to be a pretty good game in the end was the Tigers and the Swans. Dusty was good. I don't think this guy's ever gotten a stud mention ever, and that was Griffiths. Yep. Kicking five goals. Miles seems to have got his mojo back. Brandon Ellis was good. Lids was good. Edwards, J-Roo, and Greg for me.
Dusty, Griffiths, Hannah's buddy, Ellis, Lids.
Hannah's buddy, yep.
Yep.
And I threw Vickery, Hampson, Sinclair, Tom Mitchell, and Luke Parker under the bus.
I got Tom Mitchell, but Luke Parker's 70s, but you know.
Yeah.
How about this guy, man? If I'm an owner of Jared McVay, I'm a little bit worried because watching the game, he doesn't look...
Not as sharp as what he used to be.
No, he's slow. His skill, like I know he hasn't had a preseason, but he always seemed to be one of those guys who could just come in and play.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like he's got... He looks like he's lost it, to be honest.
Looks like he's lost that pace, and those blokes like your Papleys, your Rampies, they just seem to be quicker and taking over.
They are quicker.
Oh, they are, for sure, yeah.
So if I'm a McVay owner, I'm a little bit concerned. Like, here was someone I was... You know, we do our trade targets. I was like, well, his scores are a little bit down. But, you know, watching the games, he's not someone I'm really trying to buy.
No, not at all. Because people who got him would have gone, what, maybe the first five or six.
Well, he was injured, so he would have been. Yeah, oh, look, he would have been.
Maybe
probably
a little
bit
lower.
Yeah, probably in that 5 to 7 range.
Yeah, so he still invested a little bit in him.
Yeah, oh, certainly.
Because you would expect him as a 100 averaging close to defender.
Close to, yeah.
Yeah, and DPP as well.
So... A little bit of concern there.
Yeah, absolutely. And to probably almost game of the round was Carlton v Port Adelaide.
Well, as opposed to Richmond and Sydney.
Yeah. West Coast St Kilda? No. Sam Doherty, man, hasn't he taken off?
Yeah.
Gibbs, Cade Simpson, he's 250th. Loving this guy now. Paddy Cripps went off injured, come back on, all strapped up. And the Crews. As we now know, he's done his meniscus and played on for a half of football and kicked the winning goal.
A star.
And only had Hartlett and Wines for me for the power.
Yeah, they were fine. Also throw in your boy Ed Curno.
Oh, Ed Curno, yeah, I had him, but I forgot to mention him.
Just continuing his fantastic form. Did you say Bryce Gibbs?
I did say Gibbs, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, they're all great.
Yeah, loving how Bolton's just letting them play football and not this lockdown Mick Malthouse, Paul Ruse crap football.
Duds?
Duds. Big one here. 88% game time. 19 Dream Team points.
Oh, I know who you mentioned. He's first on my list.
One Super Coach point. O'Shea.
Oh, no, it wasn't him. Sorry.
Boak?
I've got Boak on my list. There's a bit of talk going around that Boak might be injured and has been playing injured, which would make sense to me because I was pretty high on him coming in and his scores have been pus. And
he's playing forward. Well, Tinkley came out and said that he needs to lift, so...
Yeah.
Two messages coming out of there, so maybe it is just trying to hide an injury of some sort that we don't know about. So, any Port Adelaide fans out there, let us know.
Yeah, sure.
Love to know.
Also throw Brennan Archie, man. I was super high on him coming in as a forward and just... Ugh.
Oh, yeah, I saw him once. That was about
it. Oh, my God. What the...
Yeah. He was pretty horrible. And I didn't even realise he was playing a cracker. Didn't even see him out there.
Cracker.
And put a fork in him. He's done, Jamison.
Is he ever?
He's done. And I think Walker's getting pretty not far behind him.
He actually played all right.
He played all right, but I still think he's not far behind him. Moving on to the middle game Sunday afternoon, the Doggies and the D's. What is it with the Doggies playing defenders into form? Tom McDonald actually played a pretty good game.
I thought he was great.
Jack Viney, just an absolute bull. Dom Tyson, also pretty good. Some bloke told Libba that he's a tackling machine, equaling the record for most tackles in a game with 19 was huge. Matty Boyd was good. Hunter, Bont, Wallace, Redpath for me.
Yep.
And for the duds, Big Maxi Gorn. What in the hell?
Well, actually, it's an interesting thing. It was a really interesting piece someone from the Herald Sun wrote. I think it was Ben Higgins wrote the piece. It was really interesting about how poorly basically every ruck has scored against the Dogs this year since they've gone to the Campbell roughhead dynamic duo. Like, everyone's scoring terrible. Goldie scored terrible. Gorn's, like, no one's doing well against them.
Yeah, because they're pretty good jumpers. They're both pretty good athletes around the ground too. So
yeah. So they're not winning the hitouts, but they're doing okay in the hitouts to advantage. They're sort of neutralizing the opposition ruckman. So if your ruckman's facing off against the Bulldogs,
Shane Mumford this week.
Yeah, well, you might feel really confident about it, but it's just bearing out that rucks just aren't scoring against them.
Yeah, it's really really weak because they're not the best of ruckman in Ruffhead and
Campbell. Well, on paper, Campbell's actually playing pretty well since he's come in. So
yeah, oh, he's always been a serviceable kind of guy, but now he's a little bit better this year.
Hmm.
So I think we've got who have they got in the next couple of weeks? The Dogs. I know they got GWS. They got a pretty tough run. They got West Coast in a couple of weeks.
They got GWS, then West Coast, then Port. Oh no, Trango.
So no ruckman there,
and then Geelong. Yeah, it's a bit of a tough run for the
Dogs,
and then they're on bye.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of top ruckman in that stretch as well. So, yeah, interesting.
Watch out for if you're a Nick Nat, Stanley Smith sort of owner.
Yeah.
And to the last game, not a lot to write home about for the Suns, but Prudis, Shuey, JJK, the Frenchman Lacroix was good, Nick Nat, and Montagna, Ross Savage, and this guy deserves an awesome mention, Sean Dempster, because JJK kicked 5 goals in the first quarter. Dempster went to him in the second quarter, didn't kick a goal for the rest of the game. Thought that was huge,
because
it looked like Kennedy was going to kick about 50.
Yep.
And yeah, most of the Saints were pretty bad, and I thought such a domination that Hill and Cripps would have got on the action.
Yeah, I got a few duds, and I'm going to start off with David Armitage because he's stanking it up.
He's not even averaging 90, I don't think, this year.
Yeah, and Blake Akers. I thought Blake Akers would do a bit better, but I'll look for these guys to bounce back. They're playing Essendon this week, so I'm not too concerned. But how's this, man? How's this for an interesting dud? I'm going to throw in a guy who had 36 touches.
How's he a dud?
Didn't turn up.
Huh?
Yeah, that's right. 36 touches and didn't turn up in either form.
Wow. Who's that?
Andrew Gaff.
It's been a couple of weeks now.
One tackle and two marks.
How many clangers?
I don't know. So, 99 in Dream Team and like 70 something in Supercoach. I'm like, how
is that possible? Like, because it started raining a little bit there and got a bit sloppy. You think, Gaff, I'm the man. And
so anyway, well, I mean, I know it's tough to say 36 touches, you're a dud, but from a fantasy score wise, if your man's had 36 touches, I want 120s.
Oh, and then some, because you're thinking linking the chain and all that as well.
Especially in a high score. Yeah, it was pus.
Big time. Gaff, how many clangers did you have? Let's have a look there.
Are you really doing this?
Yeah, 6 clangers.
Well, that's not too bad. That's not.
But one and one free kicks again, so. Yeah. All right. Moving on now to our waiver wire pickups for the week. And I'm going to start off with the forward line. Yeah, okay, you got suspended, but Jack Redpath, only in 32% of teams. Been liking the way he's been going about it the last couple of weeks.
Well, I'm going to say this before I get into him. There's not a lot that I'm actually going to waiver for this week.
There isn't a lot, I must admit.
Depending on your league, obviously. We're going off the deep settings of Ultimate Footy. Correct. So obviously a lot of shallow leagues. You've probably got good guys floating around who you might certainly waiver for.
Yep.
But I couldn't waiver for it. Like, look at the Bulldogs, man. We just talked about they got this super tough draw coming up and he's suspended. That's a hard sell for me to waiver. How about Josh Jenkins?
Yeah.
Playing Gold Coast this week.
I got Janko as my number two forward.
Yep.
I've also got Shane Kirsten putting together some nice scores.
Playing Collingwood this week.
Yummo.
With no defenders.
Yummo.
Yeah. Let's see if that Brisbane form holds up against Geelong.
For a couple of defenders, Bagley putting together a nice... The defender pool so shallow.
Yeah, if Bagley's in your pool, that's a good pickup.
Yeah.
I actually can't believe this. Jackson Trengove is still available in 44% of leagues.
What's wrong with you people?
What? Pick him up. I couldn't believe it. I wasn't even going to type in his name because I was that confident.
I didn't even bother. He'd be owned
everywhere.
Wow, that's huge. This guy's still floating around a few pools. That's Nathan Wilson. I did drop him this week because I was sick of his scores, but he's still there. But with Zach Williams, he's going to be hot and cold.
Yeah.
And I think even this week with the Doggies, everyone's going to tip a high scoring game, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, another defender I had was Christian Salem. Yep. He's available in a lot of leagues, about half. They're playing the Lions this week. I feel like that's a game Christian Salem should
tear apart.
Should be able to get on the end of a few, whatever he, I don't know. He should just get the ball.
Rebounding defender.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Brisbane forward line isn't exactly holding the ball in there, or, you know, he should just be sitting at halfback, just mopping up everything.
Yeah. And I know in the next week or two, they got the next set of DPP positional changes. One guy I'd like to see, and he's in our pool in our listener league, is Cam Guthrie.
Yeah, we don't have changes in our listener league.
Don't we?
He got changed in the first set.
Oh, did he?
In the last set, I think, yeah.
Well, that's why he's probably in the pool. I'm like, gee, I'll pick him up and wait till he's a defender and I'll be happy as Larry.
Here's a tip, people.
Do your research.
No. Position changes are complete garbage.
Yeah.
If you've drafted someone, you can't just have them change halfway through the year. That is just ridiculous.
They are garbage. It's like the Bond. It's like, yeah, no, we'll put him as a forward.
Oh,
now.
My God.
And if now he's killing it in the midfield.
You know what? Fine for your salary cap game because everyone can benefit.
Yeah.
But no way in draft. No chance.
If you've could got you imagine the carnage that would cause in the fights?
People, no. It would just, the league would fall. Our leagues would fall apart, I promise you.
Or every league would fall apart, I would think. And a couple of ruckmen who are just in our pool in their league of records was Big Boy and Grundy sitting there.
If
you're looking for a streaming ruckman,
yeah. I had a couple other guys. Mav Weller, I thought might be a good pickup if he's in a lot of pools. So I thought against Essendon he should. He should bounce back. He's a forward option.
Yeah. Mid forward.
Yeah, mid forward.
Yep.
This is going to make you vomit. just get your cup ready.
All right, cup at the ready.
Jeremy Howe. couple of good weeks. Couple of good weeks. I don't
know. Makes you sick, doesn't it?
I'm not wavering for him. They're playing the Cats this week. Collingwood have actually got a tough run coming up, so I don't think those big scores are going to come up because I don't think teams are going to butcher the ball.
No.
Like Brisbane and... Oh, Carlton didn't really butcher it, but yeah.
Not the greatest of skilled teams there.
I actually like Zach Smith as a ruck pickup, if he's available. It looks like Zach Smith's the favoured ruckman down at Geelong, I think, against Collingwood.
Him and Grady would be a pretty good matchup, I reckon.
Yeah, it should be okay. It should be okay. A couple of midfielders. We haven't really gone through many midfielders.
No.
Jacob Hopper in his first game. You got to take a... I mean, if you've got a bench spot, I think he's worth a flyer.
Oh, he had a great, great opener against, what, the Gold Coast Suns?
Yeah, but this is the thing. He's a complete unknown. It's not like...
Like a Darcy Parrish, who I do like.
No. It's not like that. It's not like Ryan Crowley came out and scored a ton.
Yeah.
Because we all know what Ryan Crowley's scoreline is like. It's 50.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy's a complete unknown. He might be worth a bench flyer if you've got a spot.
Man, he was good. I was watching that game. He was good.
So, yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, he's an unknown. So he could just... I mean, I'm not expecting him to score 100 every week, but he could
fly under the radar for at least a couple of weeks.
He could fly under the radar, give you a baseline of 80s. I mean...
Not horrible.
You know, just he's worth a stash, I think. And also another guy... Rory Atkins.
Yeah.
Playing Essendon this week. Available in over 60% of leagues. Is he playing Essendon this week?
No, Adelaide.
Oh, sorry. Adelaide. Yeah, I got that mixed up. Who are they playing? Oh, Gold Coast.
Oh,
that's why.
Happy days.
Yeah, so I thought that was a good pickup as well if you were in desperate need of a midfielder.
Yeah. And speaking of that, talking trade targets, who have you got first up, Steve?
Unfortunately, I think it's actually a little bit of a weak week to be talking pickups, like guys I'm looking to trade in, because a lot of the guys I'm looking to trade in, it's sort of, unfortunately, some of the guys were doing well, or they've got a high average behind them if they've scored poorly lately. Like Sam Mitchell's had a three pretty poor scoring weeks, but his average is still really high because he was so on fire at the start of the year.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of guys I'd be selling at the moment.
Would that be an Aaron Hall?
Well, we talked about Aaron Hall 3 weeks ago, and that was the time to sell him because he was averaging 130-ish.
Something like that. He's still averaging 105 now, but...
You're still going okay in Dream Team, but you could have... What could you have gotten before? The moon and the stars.
You could have taken...
Because Dusty was down.
Yep. Dalhouse wasn't exactly on fire at the time.
Yeah, you really got to... Anyway, I got a couple of trade-in targets. Number one, Luke Bruce.
Yeah.
I'd say Jack Gunston, but Jack Gunston's been fire for the last 3 weeks, so I don't think you're going to get him.
Ruffy about 4 or 5 weeks away.
Ruffy will be back after the buys. There's no way they're bringing him back before that. If he's 5 weeks or 4 weeks, and their buys, around
15. Yep.
So what? He has one game in VFL or something like.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening. They're not going to.
Well, he's been back up and running around. He's been doing pretty well.
So I just think Luke Bruce is someone who, with the way the Hawks setup is, I mean, I know they got Sydney this week, but really after that, it's pretty cake.
Yep.
Luke Bruce is someone you could probably get. I think that's an interesting target.
What I've got, depending on how this person's team is, Steve Hill, out with a couple of weeks. We know there's a guy in our league of record, his team's just been absolutely decimated, so... Going to be playing mid for the rest of the year. Could get you a nice 95, pump out some good scores for the rest of the year. Probably won't have to give up too much. They'd be looking for something in return, I would say. So, I don't know, maybe if they want to win the trade, throw them an Ed Curno type or something.
Yeah, well, Ed Curno's probably a good guy to get rid of.
Yeah.
His average is over 100 fantastic, now. Why not?
Yeah.
Tom T. Lynch, the Crows Tom Lynch.
Crows T. Lynch.
They got Gold Coast this week, so...
Captain option?
Well, we know he's kicked... What did he kick, like 13 against him or something once? He's a captain option, but just the Crows have a pretty friendly finals draw.
Okay.
Okay, so I know we're in round 9, so it's a little bit early to look at, but...
Never too early.
You know, if you set up okay, the Crows really do have a friendly draw. Tom Lynch is he's been going pretty well.
About close to an 80 average, I think.
So, is it that? I think he's been... Anyway, he's been okay.
Yeah.
So they're playing Gold Coast this week, so he should pump out something pretty good. But just that finals draw. Look at this. They got Essendon in round 19. They have... where's the Crows? Brisbane.
Ugh.
Okay. Both those games are at home, mind you.
At Amy Park. Wow. Or wherever they play.
Adelaide Oval. Then they've got Fremantle.
Cha-ching.
And in the final, it's Port.
Cha-ching.
So there's three home games against bottom and four games against bottom eight teams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what you're looking for. So Tom T. Lynch is an interesting target for mine.
Mm, big time.
And also Rory Laird. Because he's still injured. Someone might be getting desperate.
Definitely out again this week.
Definitely out this week. So, yeah.
And could be another one after that.
So, I mean, if you got... Maybe you could float someone like a... I don't know. A lesser defender who's playing like a Birchall. I don't know.
Yep. My last one, Daniel Menzel. Really liking the way this guy's going. Like, not going to be your world beater, but as a solid... If you're looking for that solid F5 type, that you need like a 85 averaging forward...
What are you going to give up?
Oh, you don't have to give up much.
Okay, give up a midfielder, I guess. Forward.
Yeah, if they need a midfielder, or if you're happy to happen to have a lot of defenders.
Yeah, people looking for defenders.
People
that's for
are always
sure.
going to be looking for defenders, so you might be able to swing something there. Like, you won't have to give up the world for them, but if you've got say 6 or 7 defenders, give them one of them. No worries there.
Who's got 6 or 7 defenders?
I've got 6.
Yeah, but they're no good.
Zach Tui, come on. Almost tonned up. yeah, but I've got Gibson and Rampy. That's about it. Strempels.
Who you got?
The list is long and distinguished, my friend. I didn't know which way to go. Could have gone the Newcastle Knights getting done 62-0. That was pretty bad, but I'm going to go John Longmire. Got to be John Longmire.
Four?
Richmond, Sydney, game's on the line. John Longmire goes, hey, Tommy Mitchell, you're one of our best. Just come off the bench, mate. 22-minute mark, just come off the bench, have a rest. You're done for the rest of the night. For the rest of the night. Like, Tom Mitchell owners would have been fuming.
Or maybe
that.
If Tom Mitchell had done something.
He could have done something. He could have kicked the winning goal at the end.
He only had 3 tackles for the match.
Who cares? He could have gone forward and kicked the winning goal. You don't know. Because he never got the opportunity.
Well, where was he aiming if he was going to kick that said goal?
I don't know. But it's the second time that Longmire's done it as well.
Not a lot of faith in old Tommy Mitch.
No, he's got something. Must have slept with his daughter or something. Or I don't know.
well, my Strempel, Jono. I was going to Strempel Eurovision.
Oh, load up. Go for it.
For having Australia in there. Just at all.
Well, the only reason they were in because the last year was the 60th anniversary of Eurovision and they were invited as a one-off. But because Guy Sebastian did so well, they thought, no, we'll invite you again.
This is my Strempel though, Jono. All the morons out there who keep their tomato sauce in the bloody pantry.
Team Pantry.
I can't believe Team Pantry... And you know what, Jono? You question my keeping the soy sauce in the fridge. It says on the frickin' bottle to put it in the fridge.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
I might have to read it. That's what, I'm a guy. I don't read labels or instructions.
You know, people out there, you're a pack of animals. Unless you voted Team Fridge, we love you and you're fantastic.
What was the final count in the end? Because I know Pantry was just streaked ahead
early. It came back pretty strong.
I'm sure it came back.
I think it was like 57-43%.
That's a good win.
It was a solid win. It was reminiscent of North and Essendon. But yeah. I didn't get up and applaud my fridge after I lost because it was such an honourable defeat.
Yeah, I've got to walk in Pantry to stay in there and just eat my sauce.
Oh my god. Actually, we had a great question put to us, which we'll put on Twitter.
Yep.
One of our mates came around Friday night to watch the match. I was making dinner. So being the good guest that he is, he brought dessert.
Fair enough.
And you all know this guest and what his cooking skills are like. So he picked up a box of Maxi Bonds, which is Great, I love a maxi bond. But which end do you hold it?
The non-chocolate side.
That's what he said. I said, I actually hold the chocolate side. Yeah. And Mrs. Fizz does the same thing. Well, although when I ate it that night, I held it with the biscuit end.
Well, it depends what part of the year. Like, now we're in autumn, winter. Yeah, you can hold it, the chocolate end, but summertime, there's no way.
But he was floored that we would dare hold it at the chocolate end.
I can go either way. Like, summertime, you cannot. That's 100% biscuit side, but winter,
You know, the problem with the biscuit side is once you're eating it, it starts squishing out the bottom like a burger, and then you just...
Well, how hard are you holding this bloody ice cream?
Hey, it's my ice cream. Get your goddamn hands off it.
Come on, ice
cream. Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. It sort of goes... Oh, but I love those peanut butter and jam ones. Have you had those?
No, I have not.
Oh, pretty good. Yeah. Love the bon.
Very nice. And if you would like to send us in a question...
But that's going to be a Twitter poll, so get on that, people.
But I can go either way.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of firm opinion in the room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think there will be on this one. But if you would like to ask us a question, you can head over to Twitter where we are at the Draft Doctors. Make sure you get on that Twitter poll as well and go Team Biscuit or Team Chocolate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it's which... Yeah, oh, we'll put the question up the correct way. And leave us a review, damn it.
Yeah. Where are you, Jesse White's tattoo or...
Yeah.
Patrick Cripps' taped knee. We miss you.
Taped knee. It could be John Longmire's coaching decisions.
Or you can head over to Facebook, where we are, facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Please do leave us a question, leave us a review. We're happy to read them out. We love reading them out. And keep up the interaction on social media. We love it.
You know, John Longmire is like the perfect coach for Sydney, because whenever things are going against him, he just looks confused as to why things are going against him. And that seems to be like what a Sydney person would look like.
He was an angry man on Saturday night.
Yeah.
He was an angry man. I've never seen him fire up.
It's like, wait a minute. We're not getting everything our way. Wait, what? Hey? What? And that's Roosie's teachings.
Yeah, that's true. What, you get an extra $2 million on your cola?
Why not? God.
Thanks, everybody. And we will see you on Thursday.